Hey, Tom.
Hey, JC.
Give me what I want.
What you really, really want?
Give me what I want.
I'll tell you what you want.
Give me what I want.
What you really, really want?
Want it.
Ziggy Ziggy O?
I don't know. I don't know that we can top that.
I don't know. My Spice Girls catalog only goes so deep.
Yeah, that may be the only Spice Girls song I can name. Yep. Yeah, it is.
Now, there's that one. There's like three of them.
They only release three songs?
There's the slower one, which was more ballady.
I don't even know. I mean, I'm sure I'd recognize it if I heard it, but, you know, it's been a couple decades.
I've seen the movie. The movie's actually not horrible. I mean, it's not good, but...
I have never watched Spice World.
It's one of those things where, like, it would be a great movie that would come on, say, like, on a Saturday afternoon, like, when you were watched, like, not network TV, but, like, kind of those offshoot channels that just, you know, throw crap on in the middle of the day. It would be on that, and you'd watch it, because it's not something you'd actually go out and strive to watch, but it's like, oh, you know, I'll leave this on in the background as I'm doing dishes or something like that, and, oh, it's kind of silly or stupid.
So maybe we play that as the intro to WrestleMania, and we just make it a full 24-hour day.
Yeah, I mean...
I think they
do. We need any more? Do we really need any more content to make it a 24-hour day?
We need 2 hours off of the, I think it's a 20-hour marathon of WrestleMania now, if the rumors are true.
I can't wait to get my WrestleMania 14-foot sub.
You eat a foot an hour, and then you're hungry by the main event.
It's got mayo on it, so by the 8th hour, we'll pretty much get food poisoning.
You could put it in the fridge. Just cut it up ahead of time.
Marge, I'd like to be alone with the sandwich.
You have to do meal prep just to make it through WrestleMania.
The guacamole is already turned brown.
That's because you didn't squeeze any lime juice on top of it.
Yeah, you didn't eat the lime juice.
Yeah.
That's key.
All right. Let's talk wrestling rather than how to prepare avocados appropriately. What do you say?
Is there really a difference? I guess so. It's a different podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that then.
Let's do that. Let's talk about the road to WrestleMania.
Littered with potholes and kayfabe.
Yes. And then maybe some other things. We're just going to start there and see where it goes tonight.
Yeah, because it feels like there should be more to talk about, and the notes that you've given me are on like a 3x5 card.
And I left you room to doodle.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I'm not a doodler, so it's just going to be stick figures.
There you go. All right, well, let's kick this thing off. So I need you to do me a favor.
What's that, Jason?
Ring that damn bell.
Will do, sir.
You're listening to the Cheaters Never Pin podcast, a proud part of the Section 328 Network, bringing you all the best in wrestling from WWE, New Japan, and beyond. Now, live from ringside, it's Mr. Workrate and JC.
Oh, buddies, it's the Cheaters Never Pin podcast. My name is JC, here next to me at the commentary table to the stars. This is my good buddy, Mr. Workrate, Tom.
Robble, robble.
That's the first time I've ever botched that opening.
Yeah. At least we'll make, you know, Botchmania now.
Yay. Thanks, Matthew.
Is that how you say it, Matthew? Is it not Matthew?
I said Matthew. M-A-F-F-E-W. I mean,
I'm sure. You have to lose front teeth to say it properly, I think.
I'm sure his name is actually Matthew, and he just changed it because, you know, brand.
I'm Tom Workrate on Twitter.
Right.
I mean, my last name is not hard enough to figure out.
Right.
But, you know, I don't need to advertise it.
No. We'll just call you Workrate.
Yeah.
It's more fun anyway. Let's Let's dive right in. Talk about the road to WrestleMania. 3 weeks.
Which is how long the card is. So we start in like 2 hours.
The kickoff show is tomorrow. And features 12 matches. Oh boy. Let's talk about that first. The multiple reported rumors that, and this isn't that different from last year, that WrestleMania is an 8-hour event. And apparently there are, which this is the new part, there are 17 matches.
17.
Oh boy.
And I was looking at something the other day. Somebody had a graphic or something like that about WrestleMania records and things like that, because if there's one thing wrestling fans love, it's pure statistics.
Oh, yeah.
And 17 would be a record. I mean, which obviously it should be a record, but it's not that much of a record. It's not that much higher than the previous record, which was, when you think about it, it makes sense. WrestleMania 4, because of the tournament.
Yeah.
But if you actually look at the matches for that tournament, like, those matches were at best 5 minutes long.
Well, yeah, because they, you know, everybody was pulling multiple duty.
Because you were running, wrestlers were doing multiple matches, which is why you ended up having that Savage DiBiase main event. Outside of the fact that, well, it'd be a really good match, those are two guys that could go the distance.
Yeah.
So they could actually wrestle in three matches. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, at first I thought, I was looking up things, I was like, well, maybe WrestleMania 2, because it, you know, WrestleMania 2 was actually spread out in three different arenas.
Right, but they only did an hour in what, maybe 2 to 3 matches in each place.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was like, because at first I thought, oh, well, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff at each. No, because, right, they did a couple of matches. They'd do a match at one place, and then they'd, you know, watch it closed circuit where somebody else had a match. You know, they'd cut to Chicago for a match, and then Chicago would watch closed circuit, and they'd go to L.A. And
yeah. So at this point, I mean, we can assume we follow the normal schedule, and the kickoff show starts at 5. WrestleMania starts at 7. So we're looking at finishing well after midnight.
No, you're pushing it back the other way.
You think they start at 4?
You're going, Vince sees this as Super Bowl, so they're going early afternoon. They're having, I mean, the actual event's going to be, let's say, maybe kicks off at 6 instead of 7. And you have 6 to 11. But you have that 3 hours of pre-show of fluff and matches and things like that, just like the Super Bowl has, where you bring on the B-list celebrities and you do your little spots and things like that. And Vince wants to make a whole event of it, just like people come over for Super Bowl parties. Oh, yeah. And just kind of hang out and you have your food and you just have the whole event.
What a, I need to see what time they have on Ticketmaster, or I guess Ticketmaster selling the tickets. I don't know. I don't know who sells MetLife Stadium tickets, but what time there is the ticket time? Because that'll tell us a little bit.
No, I can't imagine them going to midnight.
Well, we did 2 years ago. We went past midnight because I think the, did? Yeah, when we had the Roman Undertaker main event. So the ticket time is 5:30. So that means, yeah, kickoff is going to start at 5:30 and, or at 5, and first match will be at 5:30. Oh boy. I'm already tired.
So 5:30, 6.
So four seven, matches eight, on the pre-show. Nine, 10, 11. Yeah. We're looking at 8 hours. We're going after midnight. Plus, we have to have a weekend update in the middle there somewhere and an Elias concert because, you know, it's not long enough already.
And that's going to take so long.
Oh, my God. It's going to take too long. Can we that's not on the run now. We're going to address this anyway.
Okay.
Why? I get, okay, so we're in New York, but not really because we're actually in Jersey. So we're going to have the Saturday Night Live guys because New York? Question mark?
Because mainstream, baby.
But it's Saturday Night Live in 2019. There's nothing funny happening there.
I would say there's the Ebersol connection, but that family doesn't really get along well with the McMahons.
I would tend to lean more to it being an NBC Universal connection.
Yeah.
But in that case, why isn't Fox like, screw it, we're already in bed with him. Let's have Joe Buck call a match. Oh, God, no.
Why not? He's done every other sporting event.
I mean, I'd be down to hear it. It would be not good, but
Tony Siragusa is there.
Who's the awful comedian that does the Fox NFL Sunday, like, picks? Rob Riggle.
Oh, Frank.
Isn't it Rob Riggle now? It used to be Frank Caliendo, though. I think it's Rob Riggle.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm a Dolphin fan. I don't watch football anymore.
Just a terrible Rob Riggle segment of him picking the matches. Oh, God. Are we doing that Reddit post that guy does every year? Like, here's how to book the worst WrestleMania possible. Pitbull performs.
Can we get a Pitbull Flo Rida like cage match?
I'd be fine with that taking up time at a WrestleMania. I'm not gonna lie.
Make it a hardcore match with like light bulbs and stuff like that.
David Arquette. Ted is special guest referee. I like the idea of this. All right. So maybe in the main event, the WWE Championship. Daniel Bryan still doesn't have a challenger because Kofi Kingston lost his gauntlet match on Tuesday night.
Well, he did and he didn't.
Well, he won the gauntlet match and then Vince was like, oh, I gotta add another person. Is this Vince just throwing wrestlers out on there so they're not in the office before he moves? So it just frees up space. It's a lot less to pack. That was not a good joke.
Is this WWE 2K like 14 like booking a match? It's like, okay, you know, you're doing story mode. It's like, all right, all you have to do is win a match. And then, like, the screen comes up. It's like, beat this person and this person and this person and this person and this person. And you only have half of your energy.
Right.
And everybody has three finishers already stored.
It's essentially, I think it was 2K16 when they put NXT in for the first. They had the My Career for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And when you were working up through NXT, it was like, Hunter needs you to lose a match to him. <It's> like, really?
It's funny because I just picked up 2K19 and they actually had an angle the story mode in that's actually the My Career is actually done a lot better than the previous one.
Yeah.
And they have it so that you go, you're basically wrestling for an indie promotion and the promoter is friends with Triple H. But you basically do this invasion angle. And Triple H gets pissed off at NXT. Like, you invade NXT and Triple H gets pissed off. So he starts sending people out there. It was just pretty much this exact angle, except in a video game, because they sent out, oh, God, who was it? I don't know. They sent out, like, half the NXT roster, pretty much. And your energy keeps going down. So, but it's no disqualification, technically, because it's not a actual match.
Right.
So I just pretty much like dive out of the ring as soon as the guy comes in, look for a foreign object and just beat the hell out of somebody with a foreign object.
And hit it with him twice before it makes you throw it away and you have to run and pick it up again.
Yes.
Yeah. before we get more into Kofi, I started looking for tickets for WrestleMania while I was, because I still had the Ticketmaster side open. There are still third row behind the commentary table available. Tom, guess the Ticketmaster price.
I'm guessing $50 plus fees would put it at $1,400.
Oh boy. I mean, I know you were joking there. Take a legit guess.
Legit guess, and that's without fees.
Without the
I'm
fees.
Guessing. Yeah. I'm guessing face value of $750.
$100? Is that what you're saying?
$750.
Okay. So section 11, row C, seat 14. So three rows behind the commentary table on the floor, MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Where Vladimir would be in his sleeveless muscle tee.
For Sunday, April 7th, 5:30 p.m., $7,002.
Is that resale?
No, these are official face value non-resale tickets.
7,002?
Correct.
Where do you get the two from?
I don't know. Well, if you want to sit in the fifth row, it's $6,007. No, I'm sorry. No. That's the third row next to the ramp. Is almost $1,000 less. All right, hold on. Here's a seat right next to the ramp. If you want to sit right next to the ramp in the sixth row, $4,500. $4,507. I'll take that over three rows behind the commentary table.
Yes, but you don't get to, you know,
fling shit at Michael Cole.
Flex in the background and, like, wear a sparkly shirt.
No. This is on the, I guess, if you're looking at the stage, the right side. So you're going to be on TV every time someone comes down the ramp. This is prime real estate for Brock Lesnar guy and Frank the Clown.
Yeah. I've actually had, I had seats like that for a Raw at Nassau Coliseum, probably 99, 2000, something along those lines. So I have pictures, and that event was significant because we actually got Triple H was a special guest referee in one of the matches because of, you know, whatever angle. And then there was a brawl at the end, and Triple H threw off his referee shirt, his sleeveless cut referee shirt, so that he could be in the brawl and fight and things like that. And my now wife, who was not my wife at the time, reached over the railing and picked it up and had this souvenir of this show-worn referee shirt.
Nice.
Which we held for a while, and then I don't know if we ended up selling it or just throwing it out because there was no evidence.
Yeah, there's no way to know.
Like, it wasn't an official WWE. Like, there wasn't, like, a patch or anything on it that shows that it was actual. It's like somebody went to Dick's and bought, like, yeah, somebody, like,
got a job at Foot Locker.
Got a job at Foot Locker and cut off the sleeves.
So, I'd also like to know. Oh, go ahead. Finish your story.
No, I was just going to say that Triple H smells good.
Ooh. Thanks. I mean, I imagine. Yeah. Yeah. If you want to sit six rows from the top of the stadium, directly behind the hard camera, Tom, how much you paying without fees? Six rows from the top of an NFL football stadium.
Six rows from the top.
Directly behind where hard camera will be. Or above, or whatever you want to call it. But you know what I mean.
That's going to be very far away.
Yep.
$75.
Tom, what if I told you that for only $282?
God.
Holy crap. Alrighty. Kofi Kingston. Man, I want Kofi Mania to run wild. brother.
That and has to be the end result, right? Kofi has to win.
100%.
They've dug that hole.
He's at least going to be in the match, right?
Right.
Like, we're not even hiding the fact that we're just riling everybody up to get there.
Unless, see, it's almost like choose your own adventure right now, because everyone's seeing the Daniel Bryan WrestleMania 30 path. We need to be careful this isn't the Triple H Booker T path.
Ooh. Yeah.
Where everybody just looked at that, it was just like, Booker T's going to win the title, it's going to be great, and the build, and then, no.
Nope. Yeah, but he's not facing Booker. He's not facing Triple H.
That's a good point.
That's a huge piece of the puzzle here, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the story, right? There's no part of it I don't like so far. And boy, Daniel Bryan, I love him, but he pisses me off.
Yeah.
He's doing so well. And he's I hate to admit it because I just want to throw things at him.
That's the thing you have to do. You have to stand back. You have to look at it, because it is. He gets you emotionally invested, because you look back at and you go, he's doing such a good job. Like, I love seeing him out there. And then as it's happening, you're like, mother.
Right.
And then, like, you know, an hour after the fact, you're like, man, that was good.
Yeah. I'll be watching SmackDown and just be so mad at him. And then, like, thinking about it afterwards, just kind of trying to dissect the show, I'm like, man, I'm so glad his brain ain't broke no mo.
And just, like, when he got introduced, when Vince introduced him as the sixth person in the gauntlet, mm-hmm. just the look on his face as he came down and just...
just that, like, crap-eating grin and, like, ugh. And who would have ever thought Rowan would be the perfect heater for him?
Yeah.
I remember when it first happened, we were all like, all right. But it's been good.
Yeah.
They haven't overused it yet either, which I've enjoyed.
Well, I think for whatever reason, he works well because, well, you can totally see him as a Pacific Northwest guy who hangs out at a coffee shop but also makes his own furniture.
Well, we know he makes his own wine.
I did not know that.
Remember? He's a vintner. We covered this at one point. I think it was after the Wyatt family broke up.
I don't think I was on that show.
No. This wasn't on the show. I mean, like, that's a part of WWE canon. Like, it was said out loud on WWE television. He was really good at solving Rubik's Cubes and was a vintner.
Oh.
Yeah.
All I know is that on Twitter yesterday, I guess it was, Luke Harper's tweet was, so I guess I keep both the masks.
Poor Luke Harper.
Yeah.
He's another guy I want them to at least do something with. Jeez. Because he's so talented.
We need that other promotion.
NXT?
No, we need another promotion, apparently.
So you're saying we need three nights a week of... Nope, four nights a week of WWE.
I don't know what you do.
Ooh, we bring back Jacked?
Bring back WCW, man. I don't care.
That will never happen. At least while Vince is still alive, that will never happen. I could see Hunter being like, all right, we're going to try this.
But I don't know. Main Event Federation. All those guys that are on Main Event or whatever, and just find something to do with them. Because it's now gotten to the point that because of AEW, Vince and company are just throwing money at wrestlers to keep them within the organization so that they don't leave.
Vince is filling his curio cabinet full of wrestlers.
And just keeping them there with pay. I mean, supposedly Sin Cara was re-signed to a multi-year deal, although he tweeted out that he didn't sign a deal, so I don't know, but.
Right.
I saw something along the lines of, Gallows and Anderson getting offered an extension, a relatively large sum of money to stay, and they're supposedly still not staying, but and kind of can't blame them at that point. But WWE has no plans for them. They're just there.
Right.
I mean, if this had been 5 years ago, they'd be like, great, your contract's over. Goodbye.
Yeah.
But right now it's, oh, please, you know, you've got some name recognition. We can't have you leave.
Right.
It's an embarrassment of riches they mm-hmm. have at this point.
And it's timed out really well for the talent, because now there is somewhere else they can go that's got money. But at the same time, they know you just signed all this TV money. If you don't want me to go, I'm going to get paid. So, I mean, this is the best climate for talent contract negotiations we've had since the Monday Night Wars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? I mean, not like there has been a, you know, what are you going to negotiate after WCW closes? Impact?
Because, that's a legitimate thing. It's like we had in the TNA days, in the earlier days, I guess, mm-hmm. where you had it wasn't a thing of there were certain WWE wrestlers that would go over to TNA, you know, guys like Christian and that type of thing, and kind of make their own and actually be able to hit spots. But TNA was pretty much just, we'll give you money if you have the name, but that's it. That's all it was they right. wanted the older established names just to get people in the door. They didn't necessarily want to build a federation off of it. They wanted the names out there so that they could actually put asses in the seats, because people didn't have a reason to watch their promotion. So they're going, all right, well, let's get these established names out there so people could be like, oh, that's what happened to that guy. Mm-hmm. That's not what's going on here. What's going on here is you have AEW actually trying to get talent and build rosters and actually have a good product.
Yeah. Without actually wanting to compete with WWE.
Right. They're not trying to have some 3-hour weekly show with all the bells and whistles and things like that. They know that there is a market for different type of program.
Yeah, they want to create a more niche wrestling product as opposed to sports entertainment, which is great. I think both should exist, and there should definitely be room for both.
And they have a money mark who seems to be patient enough, knows at least, I don't know how much he necessarily knows about the business, but he trusts Cody and company enough that to be able to do what they need to do. Like, instead of having somebody like a Jeff Jarrett or whatever going, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take WCW. We're going to make it again and do the exact same things wrong that we did before and run that into the ground that way.
And then sell gold.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an interesting time. This has been I feel like every year it just gets weird. Everything gets weirder and weirder. Like for the last 5 years, we're like, man, wrestling was wild this year.
And the thing is, too, I mean, we can joke and go, well, you know, there's WWE and there's everything else. There's no market for it. But TNA, for the most part, has existed since it came out of the lack of WCW. So they've been around, really, they started doing shows, say, 2002. I mean, it's 2019 right now. And I know it's Impact now, but I mean, for the most part, that promotion's still been intact for 17 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ring of Honor's been around for, you know, almost that long. I mean,
yeah,
it's just,
it has been. I think it's been the exact same. I think because this anniversary show was the 17.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, these are two promotions that, no, I mean, they're not making the extreme amounts of money that WWE is, because WWE is an entertainment promotion at this point. They're bits of everything, and yeah, they're making money hand over fist, but there are rooms for other wrestling promotions, even crappily run ones. People will still go see the product.
I just had an interesting follow the money trail moment in my brain when you were talking there. Mm-hmm. So with Disney buying 20th Century Fox, does 20th Century Fox, are they the owners of the Fox network?
No.
Okay.
They split off. Rupert Murdoch, I think, still owns the Fox News and that kind of part. And the movie studio was put as a separate sell-off type thing. So I think those are separate.
Oh, Fox Corporation. Also, just according to Wikipedia, Fox Corporation, also known as Fox Corp., is a mass media company formed as a result of an acquisition of 21st Century Fox by Disney to serve as the corporate spinoff for the assets not included in the deal. So technically they're owned by Fox Corporation. So, all right. Fox is the legal successor to 21st Century Fox. All right, never mind. I had a moment where I was like, is this where Disney starts buying up WWE? Because, you know, that's always been the rumor. That's always been floated around. Then one day Disney will buy them. Which would be psycho. Hannah Montana featuring Roman Reigns.
I can't.
The Sweet Life of Jimmy and Jay.
I can't see. I mean, Disney's so not Disney anymore.
I mean, they're a media conglomerate. That's what you have to look at them as.
Yeah.
It has nothing. Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't. They could own them and nothing would change, right? They should be like, look at all this money we've got now. So that's all it
would be. Disney has Fox. Disney owns ESPN. You know, it's all these, like, different products that just...
Okay. I just thought that was an... Sorry, we were talking about the business and that popped in my head. It was like, does that mean Disney technically has broadcast rights from WWE? But they do not. All right. Good to know. That'd be fun, though.
Yeah.
Dean Ambrose starring in High School Musical 4. Now I want that to happen.
Yeah. Just a whole dedicated channel to Disney WWE crossover events.
Yes, please. The Mickey Mouse Club, led by Gallows and Anderson.
DuckTales featuring The Shield.
Rescue Rangers with the Iconics. That one kind of works.
Scrooge McDuck is Vince McMahon.
That's what I was going to say. As soon as you said Scrooge McDuck, I was like, oh my God, that's Vince. Now I just see a live shot of Vince actually diving into a room full of gold coins. Ah, yes.
This shouldn't work, but I can do it anyway. Ugh.
Physics be damned. Kurt Angle's on his farewell tour.
Yeah, which is ending with a dud.
He announced Monday night on Raw his opponent for his final match, his match at WrestleMania 35, that you can sit third row for $7,000 and witness.
$7,002.
Oh, all right. Pardon me. Sorry. For $7,002 that you can witness is against Baron Corbin. Man. Baron Corbin just needs to go away for a couple months. Because I like him. I like him as a performer. He's really great at getting heat. He just needs to go away for a little bit and then come back. Everyone needs to just not see him or think about him. He's so overexposed. Not as
Liger's
much as
gonna
he was.
Liger's going to be in town. We have Liger be the last match.
Liger versus Kurt Angle at WrestleMania. Liger finally gets his WrestleMania match on his farewell tour. Yeah, I'm down with this.
Yeah.
Two old men just going at it. Of course, Liger would out-wrestle Kurt Angle.
It would be a hell of a match.
It would just be fun to witness. That'd be one of those... That's a WrestleMania moment.
Yeah.
Right there. That'd also be one of those things that would always be talked about. Do you remember that time Jushin Thunder Liger wrestled at WrestleMania? Hell, throw Liger in the Battle Royal. Throw him in the armbar. I'm fine with that. Just put him on WrestleMania. Why not?
Liger doesn't do pre-shows, damn it. Well, yeah, he does, but he shouldn't do it for WrestleMania.
No, but, I mean, it'd still be cool. I still wouldn't complain. It would still get cut off the DVD. I was going to say put Liger in the Cruiserweight title match, but then he would also be on the kickoff show.
Yeah.
It's my only comment about that being a thing still. Yeah. Are they going to get out of this somehow? Are they going to rebook this?
The rumor is that no, that's what we want, but I don't know. I think there'll be enough backlash that
Angle's gonna do the job to Baron Corbin at WrestleMania in his final match. Ugh. It's like,
no.
Yes. Angle is a consummate professional. He goes out on his back.
No.
You don't.
I understand that that's what you do, but that's not helping the business. If you're going to do that,
I mean,
then
him winning doesn't help the business.
It keeps the crowd at least up. You murder the crowd dead if Corbin won a match.
By the time this match happens, this crowd will have already been there for 3.5 days. I don't think it matters.
WrestleMania is the happy, happy place.
Yeah, it's not SummerSlam.
No, the WrestleMania is your happy ending.
Yeah, I'm fine. I obviously it would also prefer to see Kurt Angle win, but the old school of me goes, go out on your back, Kurt. Flair did it.
If that's the case. Yeah, to 54-year-old Shawn Michaels.
He loved him and he was sorry, though. Do you still tear up every time you see that like I do?
A little bit.
All right. Speaking of old guys, give me what I want, Tom.
What is it that you really, really want, JC?
Triple H versus Batista for $7,000 at WrestleMania. The value of these tickets, okay, I'm not going to lie. I'm 100% stoked for Hunter and Batista. Like, that is awesome, because I am a Triple H mark anyway, so as long as he's wrestling in a cool match, whatever. Psychopath Dave has entertained the hell out of me, unintentionally. I am 100% on board with this.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with this match. This is a WrestleMania match. And yeah. it's the ideal in that you're taking two wrestlers, two part-time wrestlers, or in, you know, Batista's case, a not-time wrestler who used to be a wrestler, who's an actor now.
He's just getting what he wants.
And you're putting them in a separate little bubble. You're not screwing with other people's storylines. You're not interfering with somebody's push or anything like that. You're keeping it separate from it. This is what Japan does. You take the old guys that can still, you know, will still pop a reaction, mm-hmm. and you keep them within each other.
And you know what? And it's not some hastily put together storyline either, where they're just like, smash these two old guys together. Like, this is, I mean, it kind of is, if you look at it in the term of it happening the way it's happening now. But it's still part of a decades-long story of evolution.
Right.
So there's still, like, a history there, even though, you know, they've only been face-to-face once since then. You know, probably on the go-home, I would assume, too.
So are we getting the rest of evolution in this match as run-ins, like... Is Flair going to pop out there? Is Randy Orton going to show up for some reason?
I'll say Randy doesn't have any Mania plans yet. Right? No.
Randy's facing AJ Styles.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting about that match, but that match is going to quietly steal the show.
Yeah.
That's going to be a banger.
Because AJ's going to drag a little extra out of Randy, and that's going
to
work.
Well, that's all Randy ever needs, is someone to just push him a little bit harder. Because Randy is incredibly gifted.
Yeah.
At every facet of the business, he just never shows it.
And the fact that Randy's back being, you know, the full-blown heel that he is, just is so much more natural. Like, I know he gets these face or, I don't know, tweener-type roles every once in a while. But no. He's... dickish heel, and he works best at it.
He just wants to murder someone, and this month it's AJ Styles.
Yeah,
I'm good with it. What else is on the WrestleMania card so far? I don't even know. I'm not like usually. I start getting kind of psyched, but I'm not there yet, Tom.
It just hasn't really sunk in yet, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. All right, so we have ten
matches so far. So yeah. In the next 2 weeks, they need to book 7 more. Or please don't. All right. Lesnar versus Rollins. Check.
Yeah.
The Rousey triple threat. Check.
Yeah.
Buddy Murphy, Tony Nese, Cruiserweight Championship. Probably on the pre-show. Check.
Hunter. Probably.
Shut up. I can hope, right?
WrestleMania, like 2 hours in, that's when you put in Tony Nese.
And it's true, it is Tony Nese. As much as I love Tony Nese.
I was gonna say, and please don't get me wrong, Tony Nese is one of my favorite cruiserweights in the division, has been since the original cruiserweight tournament.
Yeah.
Like, I dug him. I don't know if it's the fact that he is a New Yorker and, you know.
I just don't think you can call him a draw.
Per se.
Yeah. Hunter Batista, check. Angle Corbin, check. Oh, Shane and The Miz.
Match that we had no idea was coming.
No, didn't see that coming in November.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Face Miz is weird.
It is, but that promo he cut Tuesday night about everything. It was good. It was really good. It's weird, I mean, but I like him in this role right now.
Miz is an actor and he actually has some chops. So.
Yeah, Miz is pretty good. And you know what? He got really good at it because his dad doesn't love him.
Yeah.
How do you react if that's your son on national TV? Like, and you know he knows that you care about him and loved him and have always supported him. But his entire storyline is, I had to do all this because my dad never supported me and never loved me. It's like, Jesus. You don't want to hear that.
Nah.
AJ Randy, check. The armbar, which has one entrant. Braun Strowman. Hey, remember when Braun Strowman was important?
No.
It wasn't mid-card comedy fodder? Remember that time? We all wanted him to beat Brock Lesnar. Good times. I miss him.
So, is the other entrant a car?
No, I'm hoping Stone Cold just drives the ATV down the ramp straight into the ring.
It's just all the WWE vehicles over time. It's the Kurt Angle milk truck. It's the
Zamboni.
Steve Austin.
Austin beer truck.
Beer truck.
The Rock monster truck.
People just throw in other stuff. We'll throw the Giants monster truck from WCW that fell off the building when Hulk Hogan right. murdered him.
Bischoff's motorcycle. Why is Eric Bischoff here? Doesn't matter.
Vince McMahon's exploding limo.
I'd say the DX Express. Speaking of exploding vehicles.
Rusev's tank.
Any one of Alberto Del Rio's cars. Also Eddie Guerrero's cars. The thing they drove all the wrestlers out at WrestleMania 3.
That's so funny because I was thinking the same thing. The little golf carty.
The little golf cart with the ring on top.
Yeah.
But Aretha Franklin's still sitting there playing the piano. Aretha Franklin. You know. Aretha Franklin defeats Braun Strowman to win 5th annual Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
You know, just one minor issue with that.
What's that, Tom?
Aretha Franklin's dead.
Proper corpse up. Don't care.
Yeah.
Joe versus...
I had to double check that. I'm like, she is dead, right?
I thought that's what you were going to say. And I was like, and then I had to think about it. And I was like, is she? I mean, I have no idea. Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio for the United States Championship. Oh, yeah. Dominic's still here, by the way. And at least he's not being fought. It's not being fought over his custody.
Oh, I thought. See, you said Dominic. I thought that was the kid who won the tag titles to Braun Strowman last year.
No, that was Nicholas.
Oh, okay.
Nicholas defeats Braun Strowman to win the 5th annual Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
No, this is Dominic, the 6'7" son of Rey Mysterio.
Right. That's not his kid. But then you see him in the face and you're like, it's definitely his kid.
But the funny thing is, you like look at it and you're like, well, you're not Eddie's kid either.
Right. Yeah. That's a big boy. And then Asuka takes on a woman who is wins a fatal four-way on Thursday or Tuesday.
Takes on Vacant.
Takes on Tibida.
TBD in the house.
That is a Russo gimmick if I've ever heard it. I was gonna call it a Bischoff gimmick, and I was like, no, that's too good for him. I mean, it's you know what I mean.
Okay, so apparently the winner of a fatal four-way match between Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, Carmella, and Naomi will get the match.
Sonya Deville versus Asuka at WrestleMania. Cool. Raise your hand if you forgot Asuka existed for a while there. While she was champion. Ah, I can see your hands.
Made me choke there for a minute. Breathing is difficult sometimes.
This has been a title run of absolutely nothing. They just screwed, like, again, with her. So she loses last year at Mania, and the streak ends. Who cares? But, like, you could build her back up from that with no issue whatsoever, and they just did nothing.
I think part of the problem too is the main issue when you have the aura that you have around Becky and the monster push that you have with Ronda.
Yeah. That's enveloping
that
everything.
When you push those so high up, everything else becomes nothing.
Yeah. Oh, you know what just occurred to me about WrestleMania? I was thinking about the women's division. We're gonna have Lacey Evans just walk out and then back up the ramp. And it's a Mania ramp, so it's gonna take 25 minutes. That's either going to happen or she's winning the Women's Battle Royal.
No, she's going to get entered into the Women's Battle Royal. She's going to come three quarters of the way down and just leave.
She's never wrestling a match. Speaking of people who never wrestle matches. Oh, I guess he's wrestling on main event. I was going to be like, how's EC3?
Who did he put over the other day?
Tyler Breeze.
Yeah.
They've been trading wins. Because I love Tyler Breeze. But the way to build a character is really to have somebody trade wins on main event. Really just... Whew,
I'm assuming EC3 shook the wrong person's hand or parked in the wrong parking spot or...
Yeah.
And then before somebody else at catering. Right.
Well, then you've got Heavy Machinery just hanging out with No Way Jose, which is a great sign. Why did they call up all those people? Because then you already know, all right, well, we're going to call up Black and Ricochet, and they're just going to go tear the house down every night. So just put these guys with No Way Jose. Oh,
God. Because, damn it, they're doing well in NXT, so we need them up here.
Have we even heard anything about Lars Sullivan?
Well, Lars is still having the issue with...
Is that okay? I hadn't heard an update to know if that was still ongoing or not.
They're taking their time with him. They're pretty much letting him come back on his terms,
okay.
I guess.
Okay. Because I'm really sad we're not getting that Lars Sullivan John Cena match that everyone promised that absolutely was not happening. It's the dumbest rumor I've ever heard. But I guess when you also go out there and say Roman Reigns probably didn't have cancer, that you're an idiot anyway, Dave. Or he's lying about his treatments, Dave. And so literally every leukemia society in the world comes at you, Dave. I canceled my Observer subscription. That angered me to no end.
Between that and, I mean, well, that was a completely separate thing, but on its own tier. But, and then Brian Alvarez, like, saying that they're burying Kofi after one of the screw jobs or whatever that they did with Vince.
Okay. All right, Brian.
It's like that. That was the antithesis of Raven turning to the camera and just going, what a mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, seriously?
I'm finally over listening to those two. I'm done. I finally put a stop to it, and I could not be happier. So enough about them.
Yeah.
But that's WrestleMania so far. So what are we missing? What titles are we missing here? So the Women's Battle Royal is missing. The Intercontinental title, which I'm sure is Lashley versus Balor. The Women's Tag Championships are still missing. Oh, and both of the other Tag Team Championships. So there are five matches missing, Tom.
Okay.
Four titles and the Women's Battle Royal. It was Intercontinental, the Women's Tag, the two men's tag belts, and the women's battle royal, which gets us to 15.
Who the hell's the Intercontinental title?
Bobby Lashley has it. So it's him versus Balor.
Okay.
We know the match. It's just not on the card yet.
Well, do we have a straight-up match for that, or do we do the throw six guys in a ladder match for
I think the way... I mean, they've been building it to where it's just those two. I think our multi-person ladder match is going to be one of the tag teams. Right.
Yeah, I guess.
So,
I mean, because you've got a straight up match for the U.S. title,
right?
And it looks like you're going to have a straight up match for the Intercontinental title.
There are a lot of one on one matches on this card, right? For a Mania.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Yeah, there are.
Yeah, there are no tag matches listed at all.
We have the one triple threat match. Two battle royals. Man, that's crazy. And I still consider, you know, if it's just one tag team versus one tag team, it's one-on-one. It counts.
Right.
Yeah, this is a weird card so far. Maybe in another week I'll be hype. We'll see.
It still has, I mean, it's not half, well, it's a little over half created, but there's still plenty of time. I mean, there's still build on this road to WrestleMania.
Yep. We know, like I said, there are five more matches coming, at least. I'm going to buy all the Joel Cola for that day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, somehow we filled an hour, Tom.
We did, if not more than that. My God.
So, should probably go ahead and get on out of here.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't tease the other things at the beginning of the show. So, Tom, tell the people where they can find you on the internet.
Go on the Twitter machine at Mr. Workrate, at Mr. Workrate. Follow me on Instagram, where I'm also at Mr. Workrate, but I'm probably not going to do anything that detailed. But I made corned beef and cabbage the other day, and I took a picture of it. So
it
there you
good.
Go.
It did look good.
It was good.
You can find me on the internet, wherever finer social media is purveyed, at JC Bobbitt, JCBOBBITT. You can find the show on Twitter at CheatersNVRPin. We're on your Roku device, so you can listen to the show in the best room in your house. And hey, if you're in the mood for some audio entertainment before your eyes are glued to your television for the 39 and a half hours of WrestleMania, go to audibletrial.com/cheatersneverpin and pick up a free audiobook on us. It's our way of saying thank you.
I do it for you.
Yes. So let's get out of here. I guess next week we'll still be on the road to WrestleMania.
We'll talk about the other half of the card, maybe.
Next week it will actually be a review in progress of WrestleMania. It will have started. Maybe that's what we do.
We may be in it. Who knows?
Maybe we record a live 8-hour edition of this show during WrestleMania while we're watching it, and then just put it up.
That will be the drunk podcast.
You can have our watch. Yeah, God. I don't want to be drunk for 8 hours watching WrestleMania. That sounds like the worst existence.
You actually get drunk, sober up, and get drunk again.
It's like tailgate. It's like our tailgate, Tom. It's the never ending. Just keep drinking.
Oh man, that's coming up soon.
2 weeks away. We'll provide details on that next week, probably. I hope. Yeah, if we've got it figured out by then.
Yeah, as you're listening to this, it would be 2 weeks from today.
Yep, it is. It is.
I've got half that day off.
Only that sucks. Oh, you'll be there. It doesn't matter. It's all that matters is we're together, Tom.
I know. I've officially got half the day off. I'm going to see what I can negotiate.
There you go. Tell them AEW is calling, so you need the other half day.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll get out of here. Thanks for listening, as always. And we'll catch you next week on another episode of the Cheaters Never Pin podcast. My name is JC.
I'm Tom.
And we'll catch you on the flip side.